All right, and we're live. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is March 21st. I'm in sunny San Diego. No, wait. It is raining and cold. What's happening to San Diego? But as you can see in my mobile studio, so got to talk about the markets. Yesterday, stocks closed higher and they're even higher this morning. Seems that the banking crisis is over. Treasury Secretary Yellen made some comments this morning. So we'll talk about this. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big meeting, the Fed meeting. So we'll see and talk about what to expect there. And of course, we'll show you how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heitkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And I mean, we're real traders who trade live accounts. So we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And I mean, before we do anything else and look at the markets, we got to take a look at this. We did it. So yesterday, thanks to you guys, we cracked 100,000 subscribers. Super excited about this. So we'll keep you posted of what happens now. I believe that YouTube will send us something if they do. And when they do, we'll definitely keep you posted. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. And Mark, thank you for being here.
Hey,
doing this show with me.
Marcus. Yeah, is it, you know, they say that the, you know, the first million is the hardest to crack and then it's easy from there. Is it same with YouTube? You get the 100,000 and now 200,000, here we come.
We'll see. Keep subscribing to the channel while we are providing you with hopefully great information for you on how we trade the markets and what's happening. So what's happening this morning, Mark? Let's take a look at this.
You know, it's been an interesting ride, and I know that with headlines and the media, you know, bank crisis, bank failure, is this 2008? Are we, you know, on the verge of an impending disaster in the financial industry? And it seems like traders are shaking it off, and Yellen actually helped the sentiment this morning with a few comments that she shared.
Right, exactly. Because basically she said, okay, if we need to provide more liquidity to the banking system, we will. And this morning seemed to be good news. We got to take a look at the regional banking index because that is the one that is actually showing us how the regional banks doing. And they are in the spotlight after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank. And then the other bank that everybody seems to focus on right now is First Republic Bank. And First Republic Bank, this morning, up 40%. And you can almost not see it. It's only a blip. You think they're really up 40%. But yeah, they've been crashing down, 90%. So huge here after news that JP Morgan's CEO is getting involved in saving this bank.
Yeah, it, you know, a 40% gain in one day would be nice if you still weren't down 27% from Friday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good news. Nothing to sneeze at there, but you just see that this thing has been hammered since the concerns kind of started to snowball from Thursday and onward. But hey, nice move for the day, and anything that provides some stability would be a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, looking at a 5-minute chart today of the S&P 500, let me just switch over there. We see that we opened higher after these comments came early in the day. Right now, pulling back a little bit, but still trading up 0.7% after already finishing higher yesterday.
Yeah, and so Yellen, she had some prepared statements, remarks that were shared to the media before her 10 o'clock statement or interview, whatever it was. And like you said, Marcus, she basically said that, hey, we're here to help. The actions that they took really weren't geared towards any specific bank, but that they're there to provide liquidity as needed. Traders like that. The goal is to avoid future bank runs, especially on small institutions. And yeah, that is a valid concern, but it seems like traders are shaking it off and thinking, okay, we're good, but let's see what the Fed has to say.
And that's a big one. I mean, if you look at it for tomorrow on the economic calendar, the Fed is actually taking the spotlight tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern time, followed by Powell's press conference at 2:30. And this is where traders want to also hear from Powell that he is not concerned about the financial sector, that he's not concerned about a banking crisis. And I think these will be the key words that he says, hey, we got this, don't worry about it, and that they keep raising interest rates by 0.25%, because that's what right now everybody is expecting, an 81% probability. And if they don't do, or if they do anything else tomorrow, that will be a shock to the markets.
Agreed. And we have some people speaking up saying that the Fed shouldn't raise rates. Bill Ackman and Elon Musk, two people that, you know, I think in the last 24 hours has said the Fed shouldn't do that. The market economy can't handle it right now. But that would be a shock. The quarter basis point hike is priced into the market. We see that there with a 81% probability. So not raising rates, I think, would be the big shocker. And that's where you would think that that would be good news. But I could see it having the opposite effect, right? Just because it could just have traders concerned, what does the Fed know that we don't, for right. them to basically give up on their inflation battle.
Right. So, and this is where also, I mean, the probabilities, we have looked at those. I mean, nobody knows. Now we have a slight chance that maybe there's another rate hike. We will get certainty tomorrow. And until then, it's just a guessing game. And we don't really even have to talk about this because we will know more tomorrow. So honestly, for me, a little bit surprising that markets are reacting positive. And also the VIX, the fear gauge, that we are back into the low 20s. I mean, down 9% today. I mean, we talked about it this morning with our mastermind. We would have expected this as a little bit more uncertainty in the markets, that they say, okay, what exactly will the Fed do? Are they sticking to the plan of a 0.25% hike? What will the wording be? So we would have expected higher volatility, but trade what you see, not what you think.
Sure, because the Fed does create uncertainty, right? But at the same time, Marcus, this spike in volatility goes beyond what the Fed has to say, right? So it was a little bit overdone. I'm surprised that it came crashing down so much, even though the markets are up. But hey, gosh, we've been able to take advantage of it with the type of trading that we do.
Yeah, especially when we saw these spikes. So let's actually talk about our trades and see what is happening here. Oh, one more thing we should mention this morning. Existing home sales came in again stronger than expected. And I mean, this is probably the next focus of the Fed, the housing market. I mean, interest rates, mortgage rates are still high, in the high six, and still more homes are being sold. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and you know, this is it's interesting because I read into this a little bit, and we were 22.6% lower with home sales compared to February of last year, but it was also the largest increase since July of 2020. So hey, go figure. I guess 7% mortgage rates aren't scaring too many people.
it doesn't seem this way. All right, let's take a look at our position. So CTRA, Coterra Energy, I mean, this morning really nicely up, rallying towards 2450, pulling back a little bit right now, still up 1.2%. I have a position that I got at $26. My break even is at 2406, so slightly below my break even right now. And again, next week I should be getting the dividend, which will bring my break even down to 2350. But right now, nothing for me to do here.
Looking good though. Hanging in there, still behaving.
Right. GM, a position that I entered on Friday. You decided to pass on it. GM today having a phenomenal day, up 4.7%. I sold the 3150. So it seems that I can close it today or maybe even tomorrow at 90% of max profits, which I like to do.
So yeah, looking good.
Yeah. Google, the Googles, today up again after we saw probably some profit taking yesterday. Today up another 1.38%, 1.4%. So this is looking good. I got assigned at 108. So my break even is at 103.04. So let's see what the Fed does tomorrow. If we see Google rallying a little bit further, and then I can sell calls against my existing position here. Hopefully tomorrow, we'll see.
Yeah, getting real close there, Marcus.
It does. It does. So AMD, let's take a look at AMD. And also today, a little bit down, which is kind of good for you because you sold the 101 put. And so this way, this put right now, the premium is getting sucked out of this one.
Call.
You sold the call, exactly, because you have an existing position. So it's a covered call against your existing position.
Yeah. And I mean, here, this is where I sold it a little bit early. I typically like to sell calls at my cost basis, which is 104, but my break even is much lower. So I wanted to take advantage of that huge rally and that increase. Now I want this to, you know, still kind of hang out around these levels, but I'd love to see that 101 expire worthless and a little more of a push higher so I could start selling 104s.
Right. Okay. Now, before we take a look at a few other positions here, let us know, is this helpful at all as we are going through our positions? Because if it is, give us a like. This way we know what interests you as we are sharing our thoughts, how we trade these markets, and what we do with our existing positions here. All right, cool. IWM, that's a trade that we both entered on Friday. We sold the, what was it, the 164?
Yes.
The 164?
163.
163.
I did 163. Okay.
Yeah, so this is looking really, really good. I mean, we might be able to close this also at 90% of max profits, which would be good. I mean, I wouldn't mind closing GM and IWM going into the meeting tomorrow because there will be a lot of volatility and markets can go either way. I mean, either a sharp move to the upside or a downside. I mean, I don't think that the markets will just hang out there. There will. There is something happening tomorrow. So I wouldn't mind being able to close that. Well, we'll see. I'm following my plan here.
I agree. I have an order to close at 12 cents. Right now it's bid 16, offer 17. So getting close. But I'm hoping I could get out of that and then see if there are some fireworks after the Fed.
Yeah. And then if it is moves to the downside, we can reload.
Sure.
Can trade it again. All right. PNC. PNC that we did before the banking crisis hit. And now we have to manage our existing position. So up today, a nice 3.7%. I mean, earlier it was above 4% a little bit. So that's bouncing back nicely. Your cost basis is at 136. So you could probably already sell calls, but you're not planning to, right?
Yeah, and this is where I'm still referencing that 146 assignment. I brought down my cost basis, so I could easily sell calls at 136, which would be nice. I'm kind of hoping that we get a little more follow through on this one. I still think it's a bit of an overreaction. And if we do get a bit of a rally from here, it's up nicely as it stands, but a little more follow through and maybe I could start selling the 140s or higher.
Yeah. So with five positions in my portfolio, I'm full, and also we don't want to really enter positions today ahead of the big Fed meeting because tomorrow the markets could move drastically lower, and this would give us an opportunity to sell more puts because that's what we are looking for.
Yeah, there's definitely some uncertainty going in, and we know, like you say, Marcus, there's usually three reactions. One, the reaction at 2 p.m. Eastern, to the Fed statement and their interest rate decision, and then a reaction to the Fed press conference at 2:30 Eastern, and then oftentimes another follow-through reaction at the next day open or the next trading session.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. Right now, as you can see, look at this. We are above the 200-day moving average again in the S&P, and we are attacking the 50-day moving average. So tomorrow will be interesting. Will we stay trapped between these two moving averages, or will one of them act as support, the other one as resistance? We'll see. Also super interesting in the NASDAQ, we do have now the golden cross where the 50-day moving average crossed the 200-day moving average from below. NASDAQ nicely trading above both of them.
Yeah, that could be a bullish sign for the indices, and we'll see if the Fed supports it or derails this move.
Yeah. But also the Dow today trading above the 200-day moving average. So, I mean, a lot of technicals pointing towards possibly a move higher, but it really depends what the Fed does tomorrow and then what Jerome Powell will say. So, super interesting day tomorrow. So make sure that tomorrow you tune in. And in the meantime, take a look at these videos that we have for you. So this tells you a little bit more of how we are trading, why we are trading the way that we do. If you enjoyed it, click on like, subscribe to the channel, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.